Aloha and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. Today we're doing a podcast video on the healing that work that I did with Holly on anxiety, I believe would be the main thing that we're going to talk to you about today anyways. And what happened when we did her healing, her experience, and just how that went. So thank you for joining me, Holly. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
And I like this one because Holly has a background in the medical field. So she's like a nurse, and that is, I find helpful because when you have the medical background and then you go through something like this healing technique, I think that you really have a great awareness on both ends, like the physiological and, you know, just the what some people would be calling alternative medicine, but it's more of an energetic technique. And so I think that your insight on that will be good. So the first thing I start out with everybody is, I know you've been kind of with me for a while, but how did you find me? I always find that very interesting. Do you remember?
Oh, it's been so long that I don't know how I found you. I think it was on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was your books.
Books. Okay.
It was your books.
Yeah.
I have the paperback. So it was even before, reading them online or Audible or Kindle was a big thing.
Yeah. Well, that was a while ago.
Found your books.
So that is how you found me. And a lot of people is either that or podcasting. So I just find it interesting. So when you decided to take advantage of the healing sessions that I was putting out there, because you were, right on the ground floor with that, what kind of made you decide to do that? Decide to just take a leap? Like, what was going on, and what kind of just you were, you know, most people are at their wits' end at that point. What prompted you to be like, I just want to try this, see what happens? You know,
I have pretty much exhausted everything else. I've seen multiple doctors. It's been about 3 years seeing doctors and trying to figure out the cause. I don't just like to put a band-aid on things. I need to find the cause for it. And I really was at a point of there was nothing else for me to do it except for just live with it.
Yeah. Okay. And so what health issues were you having? Let's kind of cover that.
For the most part, what the main one that really was debilitating was I had my first panic attack 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Since then it's been like a couple times a month, and then living with anxiety from the panic attacks every day, all day. And it has just gotten to a point where certain times I can't leave my house. Mm-hmm. I can't drive, can't even go grocery shopping or anything like that. I don't like to go. If I do have to leave, I have to have somebody with me. Because anybody who's had a panic attack, they're called a panic attack for a reason. They come on out of nowhere.
Right.
And you can't control them. And your body responds in a way that it really feels like your life is threatened.
Yes.
And you're going to die. You yeah. think that in your mind. Mm-hmm. And your heart rate goes up. You start sweating. You start shaking. And your body is going into this automatic fight or flight mode, and it's completely uncontrollable. And so I was basically homebound, especially on my bad days. I would have good days, but, a good day could turn around real fast. I wouldn't even know.
Well, and it's weird, because I've worked with a lot of people with anxiety and panic attacks. Everybody's triggered by something different. There's something different that typically triggers them. Don't want to drive, social situations, worrying that they're going to have a terminal illness, you know, just like there's different things that are triggery. But the thing, the overall concept is always the same. Once you have a panic attack, you spend so much time in anxiety, worrying that the panic attack is going to come again, that that's when you start altering your life, because it just almost, I swear, almost the fear of having a panic attack is like, it's almost worse. As bad as having a panic attack, or worse. Yes. It's so horrible and debilitating. And so then, you know, you get embarrassed and you don't feel, you know, especially if you're having to tell your kids or like, you know, your spouse, because you don't want to be in this place. You want to feel strong and like, I don't know, just you want people to see you the way that you know you can be. And when I had had them, it was almost shameful for me. Cause like I did, you know, it's like, it helps if you tell people, but on the flip side, you don't want people to view you as weak. It's just a terrible, horrible, horrible thing. So what did you do for that prior to the healing session?
To help with them?
Yeah, to try to like help with it or get rid of it. Was there anything that you were doing?
I'm doing, what didn't I do? Medication. But my body is really sensitive to medication. So it was just something that I could only take if I felt it was coming on. So once you feel a panic attack coming on, you can't stop it.
Yes.
And so doing that and vitamins, minerals, staying hydrated, just because you don't know what the trigger is.
Right.
I didn't have any specific triggers for my panic attacks. I had triggers for anxiety.
Okay.
You know, different situations would make me anxious.
Yep.
But I had nothing that I knew that was a trigger for a panic attack. So eating certain foods, not going out to eat ever. I never go out to eat. It has to be to go and eat it at home.
Is that because of anxiety in the place or because of certain, like,
because of anxiety in the place and then certain foods I felt would trigger my, I feel like certain foods would trigger my panic attack as well, okay. Which is weird, but, okay.
So it affected your life, because then you were talking about it started affecting where you and your husband couldn't go out, you know, mm-hmm. just a lot of things that are, there's so many people that struggle with this. And again, it's something I had struggled with as well. So my heart goes out to every single person that struggles with this, because it is so debilitating. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So what did you think when you came to me? I'm sure you were just like, whatever, I'll just try anything at this point. And so when you came and we did the first session, what did you kind of think of the first session? Because that's the part where I like to do the testimonials, because it's kind of hard to explain what energetic balancing is. And then we go back into kind of family energetic history. And there's balancing that's involved all the way backwards, kind of into your lineage sometimes. And even prior to learning this technique, if somebody would have told me this, I would have been, okay, whatever. I swear to God, I'm just being totally honest. I don't even know if I would have believed it. But then when I started doing it and seeing the results, it didn't matter how it was happening. Everybody was so grateful that I was like, okay, well, there's clearly something to this. And so I'm going to keep doing it. So what did you think of after the first session, kind of, or about the first session?
Well, I thought it was absolutely liberating after the first session. And like my whole world was kind of rocked, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen so many different people and tried so many different things. And, you know, maybe they work for a little bit. Maybe it's like a placebo effect type of deal. I was kind of rocked by the whole session, because it's hard to wrap your mind around how you're able to do what you're able to do. But everything that you did was just on point, and I was able to shed light on parts of my life that I don't even remember myself, really. And so it just, I was just really like trying to internalize like everything that you had done, because it was just so much information and so life-changing, because I felt the effects like right away. Like that next morning, remember when I told you I was vibrating
Yes.
all over my body, and I thought my bed massager was on, but it wasn't. It was my body that was doing that. So it was just insane.
Yeah, and was it different than you thought? Kind of the process?
I guess in a way it kind of was different, but I've followed you for so long, and I kind of knew by watching or being in that
The
at
class.
that podcast, the class, yeah, that you were in before, what to expect a little bit.
Yeah.
That you would ask questions and stuff, but I just really tried to keep an open heart and open mind about it. And I mean, at this point, there wasn't anything. Somebody who suffers from panic attacks, there's not anything that they are not willing to try.
Right. Well, in the class you're talking about, just for those who are listening, is the energetic balancing class. The spiritually wealthy energetic balancing, I believe, is what it's called. Anyways, it's on empath-university.com for free if anybody wants to check that out, because we did record it and it has a lot of information on it. And that's why I did it, to give people information on it. But still, I find that every time I do a session, they're like, but whoa, that was a lot of stuff packed into how did you pack so much into one session. That's insane. Like, that's usually.
Yeah, it was like years of therapy in one session,
Yeah. And
is what I feel like it was.
that's what everybody's has been saying. It's like a lifetime of therapy, one session, but it's different than therapy because it's like a deeper energetic adjustment that feels similar. But there's a lot of other stuff going on that you probably didn't notice, or maybe you did notice because you are sensitive, but there's a lot of energetic work going on my end while we're going through the questions and working through it. And so, like you had mentioned, I was going to ask you, but you kind of said that how fast you responded was really quickly. It was pretty much right away the next day. And what happened after the session? Like, when you were processing, like, I assume you got up, you were expecting to have stuff happen and you were didn't have anything happen. Like, what happened, days after the session?
So I what happens when your life changes like that is that especially with anxiety and panic attacks. And I've woken up with anxiety for the last 3 years. Like I open my eyes and within a minute it's there.
Right.
And that didn't happen that morning, and then the morning after that, and the morning after that. So I kind of had throughout the days like an anticipation that anxiety was going to rear its ugly head, because I would do things that in the past would cause me to be really anxious about, in fear of having a panic attack. But that didn't happen. And it just kind of lessened over the course of the week, on how much I was thinking about it, because right away I was thinking about it a lot, of course.
Right.
But throughout the week, it just kind of got less and less and less, where I really wasn't thinking about it that much at all. And I was doing things without even a thought to it that normally I wouldn't be able to do, like drive l a long distance, go out and about on a hot 4th of July day with tons of people around me. That didn't affect me either.
Well, and like you said, and I know this is the reason I'm going to bring this up is because I know a lot of people with anxiety or that have panic attacks have the same mindset. You were talking about you had thought you'd gotten seats of this event where you could escape quickly, because that is one of the things. That's a fight or flight. You need to have like a car or an escape route. You need to be close to the edge, especially where there's a lot of people. And you ended up being in the middle where there was no escape. And you were like pretty shocked that you just had no reaction to that, really.
No, yeah. My whole family was kind of shocked actually, because they've gotten so used to it now that and they saw where we were sitting, and they're thinking, oh gosh, you know, mom's not going to like this. My husband was thinking, he was expecting me to hightail it out of there right away.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And we went on the rest of the night, and I never even had to leave my seat. You know, it was just, I think that was probably the moment where my family was just like,
wait,
you know, maybe mom is better, you know, maybe she's cured, you know, because in the past, you know, you would have good moments and then bad moments. But the thing is the bad moments would always follow the good moments. So then it was like, ah, shoot. But I haven't had any bad moments yet. So,
yeah. And my daughter, I actually did it on her, which I didn't know if it'd work, because if anybody knows how the psychic stuff works, which this is a little bit different. You know, if she ever wants a reading, I kind of send her off to somebody else, because when you're really close to people, and it works so incredibly well on her. And I'm sure I've talked about this, but it's the funniest story. When she was like, mom, don't yell at me. But she was so used to them coming back after she would do these meditations or these classes or whatever she would do to try to get it away. And then she'd be like, I've sat at my dish or my sink doing dishes, and I was doing them, and I was trying to make it come back, because I was like, is it really gone? Like, it couldn't be gone. And she goes, so I just tried, and I thought about every single thing that triggered it. And I was just like, yeah, what are you doing? And she's like, yeah, but mom, it didn't come back. It was the most amazing thing ever. It was so crazy. And she goes, it's just vanished. It's just gone. And so that is the most incredible thing with it is.
It's just hard to believe it. It's just hard to believe it. But I'm guilty of doing the same thing, of trying to psych myself out and trying to get the anxiety to come back, trying to get a panic attack to come back, because in the past they always did and it didn't. And not disappointed in it by no means. Very happy about it. But yeah, I'm guilty. I tried the same thing.
Well, I think it's natural when you suffer from any type of ailments, pain, anxiety, for so long, you don't realize how much your life starts revolve around it. And not just your life, but your mental state, how much you are actually thinking about it in the back of your head all the time, to where you alter things you're doing. And then when it's just gone, I think that naturally you're like, well, where's the boundary then? Like, is it just really gone? So you want to test the parameters. And so I think it's a natural human response. So that's very, very common and very cool when it doesn't happen. What do you think that your biggest surprise was about the healing session and the whole thing, the experience?
I would say my biggest surprise was waking up the next morning and, like, you know, in the class that I had taken and with you, you know, you had talked about people had felt better, you know, almost immediately. And I was just like, you know, I'm like, this is a lifetime worth of trauma that you're holding on to.
Yes.
So like, it was hard for me to even understanding it. It was hard for me to grasp how it could just go away right away.
Right.
But it did. You know, I slept 10 hours that night, which is unheard of. I'm lucky if I, you know, am able to get 6 hours of sleep. And so I slept 10 hours, and the next day I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel worn down or beat up or anything like that. I felt really good. I felt kind of liberated. And that was even before, you know, that was just the day after. So really I had nothing to compare it to that, you know, I was going to be better. But I was just surprised that I just felt it deep, deep down that, nope, this was it. Like, this was it.
Well, and that's another thing that it's hard to explain to people, but you have this weird sense of peace immediately, or like wholeness.
Yes.
Very quickly, that you're like, I didn't realize this was missing, but somewhere I feel more complete or
yes.
whole. which helps you feel more grounded, especially if you're having anxiety. And you just start, you're like, I, again, didn't know what was missing. But now that I can feel this grounding, peaceful wholeness feeling, that's when it's like in your mind, you're like, okay, this is definitely not going away. This has been a shift.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and especially since, like, in my session with you, you know, we uncovered some things that about my childhood and certain people in my childhood. And history would tell you that I should be upset about that for a while. Mm-hmm. And I should feel a certain way about that. Mm-hmm. And, or hold a grudge, or, you know, have some kind of a negative thought towards that. And I didn't mm-hmm. at all. There was nothing but peace and love mm-hmm. for that. And for the whole situation and for everything that we had went through in my session, it was nothing but peace and love and complete understanding. Yeah. And that's weird. That was weird as well. That I felt that way because, I'm a redhead. So I hold grudges and I don't let them go very easily. Yeah. I'm pretty stubborn. Yes. And, but there's none of that. And there still hasn't been any of that at all.
Yeah. And there doesn't need to be, but there has to be. And when the energetic balancing happens, and I just kind of want to bring this up a little bit. We're not just going and talking about childhood stuff. We're actually balancing energetically that time in your life, that time frame. So there's mm-hmm. energetic balancing that is happening from that lifetime part of your life. That sounded really weird. But anyways, and the way that works, just to explain again to anybody new, is your childhood years, your teenagers, 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, in energy time or world, there's no time frame. It's all concurrent. And so it all is happening at this very moment in time. So when we have an illness or something like you had developed with anxiety, it's in our brain, we're like, okay, but why would anything in this area of my life have to do with the current now? And even so, why did it start 3 years ago? You know, like there's all these questions like why and how, and in compartmentalizing your whole life into time frames. Well, energetically, you can't do that because that's energetically, it's not understood. It's understood as all happening at this moment in time of your life. So anything happening then is happening right now. And so that's where the balancing technique is super effective. But that's also, I believe, why we're getting results super quickly as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's your current time frame also. And then once you adjust your frequency, you know, as a whole, which is going to be past and present, it's also going to affect the future. But it also actually, you have energetic links that go to your children. And so that frequency then shifts to future as well. So we're talking past, present, and future. It's crazy. The technique is absolutely mind-boggling to people I do it on, but it's also mind-boggling to me in a sense. Because again, like I was talking about, I never walked into my career ever thinking, okay, I want to heal people in this capacity. That was just not in my wheelhouse of thought. And then to be clear, also, I needed the background I had to get me to this place. But when I started working on it, I was like, oh, okay. And then people started going, no, wait a minute, you're not stopping this. Keep going. And then it became a no, don't quit. Wait, do it more. And then then everybody who I did it on was pushing me to do it more. And no, you cannot stop. So that I kind of got steered into it on accident. And now everybody I'm working on is just like keeping me on this path. So it's starting to take over. So the last question I have for you is, for those who are wondering, you know, should I do it? Should I take a chance? Or like if they're feeling, you know, not well or whatever, would you recommend this to other people?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. Without a doubt. The amount of time and money and treatments that I have tried in the past 3 years. If I knew that I had this, I'm going to call you an easy button. It wasn't easy, but I'm going to call you an easy button. If I knew I had this easy button in my future, I would have just waited for everything and just done that. However, I don't feel that was my path to do that. But absolutely, yes, I without a doubt, I would
Yeah, because
recommend
I
it.
think that sometimes people, especially because things like this, and me and you talked about this, they're not covered by insurance typically. You go to your regular doctors and get prescriptions and stuff for that. And that's a whole different thing. So when you start getting into the alternative healing stuff and things of that nature, it's out of pocket. So it's very nerve-wracking for people to go, gosh, do I spend that much money? That's like I'm barely scraping by. But from the results I've seen, and that's why I like to hear from people like you, I feel like from what I've seen, just with the life-changing results, it's totally worth it. However, that works out, but it's hard to tell somebody to take their hard-earned money when they need to pay the light bill and the rent, So it has to be something that, it's kind of at their, they just need, they need life-changing stuff going on. They need something to happen. So yes, you would recommend. Okay,
Yes.
very good.
If you're questioning it, if you're even thinking about it, if you even came across this, then listen to the universe. They're trying to tell you something.
And husband or kids seem happy that you did it as well.
Yes.
Family
Yes.
seems very happy because it does
Yes.
affect your relationships.
Yes.
Anxiety definitely affects your family relationships, whether it be spousal, kids, just it's crazy how it can.
Even my dogs. We have two German shepherds. One of them is my husband's dog, and one of them is pretty much mine. I got the one that has high anxiety, of course. But I've noticed that even he has been better this past week because we are so connected. He is scared of fireworks, and although he was a little bit anxious last year, he had to be laying on top of me in order to feel safe. This year, he was still okay at the, on the floor next to the bed. He was fine.
It's crazy how it affects animals and kids and family. So, okay. Well, again, thank you for joining and sharing your story. I appreciate it so much. And I'm sure that other people struggling with anxiety and or panic attacks will like to hear your story because I think so many I've never seen so many people struggling with anxiety or panic attacks. When we were younger, that was not a thing. And then when I was in my 20s, that's when I started to experience them. It still wasn't quite a thing. It took a lot of digging to figure out what the heck was wrong with me because I kept thinking there was all this other stuff wrong, because like you were saying, oh, the because you said you had a pain in your chest too, because anxiety causes a lot of other physical things that you feel like, okay, something else is wrong with me,
Yes.
physical symptoms. And then now all of a sudden it's talked, everybody has it, it's like, a handful of people in your life that have it for sure, or in debilitating kind where they cannot leave. And it's horrible, especially if you've had it, your heart really goes out to those people. But again, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. If you like the podcast, don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, and because I will be doing a lot more of these. And I do try to go to the comments when I have time. And so until next time, oh, if you want to know about this is like really important to tell people how to find this. But I don't, if you're early on, I don't have my landing page up quite yet, but you can go to jennifer@keystothespiritworld.com. Wait, that's my email. jennifer@keystothespiritworld.com. You can email me and just put healing in the subject line, ask or talk to me about what you're needing to do, what your symptoms are, whatever. And someone will get back to you. Or go to keystothespiritworld.com, which is my website. And that's where I have a lot of those classes, like the class you were talking about that was free, the meditation stuff that I do monthly, and just all my books. Everything's on there. So once the landing page is up, and hopefully it'll be up by the time this podcast is up, then you'll see a link to how to book one at that time. So, okay, until next time. All right, you have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.